Ghost Stories Online.
A lot of us have fond memories about going out playing in the woods as a child. A lot of imagination involved. Sometimes a little bit of nature mixing in there as well. Not very often does the paranormal enter into that mix, but for some, it does. One of the ultimate ideas of playing in the woods would be to find a house, a shelter, a building of some sort that's just abandoned, to go and explore it. At least it was in my mind. I never was fortunate enough to find that, and I don't know if it would be a fortunate thing to have had that experience. After this week's EPP bonus episode, you'll understand why, as we hear the story of two young boys playing in the woods, coming across a building, a house, and then venturing inside. What happens inside will truly haunt you. You want the full story? Sign up to be an EPP extra podcast person on our website at ghostpodcast.com. $5 a month is all it is, or you can sign up for a full year, get a bunk bed bell with that, and a free month when you sign up for that subscription at ghostpodcast.com. Here's a little taste of this week's EPP bonus episode. Upon looking at the side door, I noticed how awful the house looked and felt like I could push it and it would fall over. Behind me used to be what looked like a nice white barn, a garage, but now it was just as decayed as a house. I looked back at the house and peeped through the window and nothing. Soon, I knocked and waited a minute. I said to my buddy, "What the heck? Let's try the door." I know now that could be considered breaking and entering, but being young, we didn't see it as that, just an adventure for us. I tried the door and it was unlocked and I opened it. I went first, then my dog, then my buddy. We were talking the whole time until we got to the house and I went in. Once I stepped foot in, I felt this weird presence upon me. It felt like I was not in my body, or if I was, I was carrying an extra 100 pounds. I had immediate tunnel vision and everything seemed to go by very slowly, something I never ever felt in my life. Made my way around the kitchen and my buddy disappeared somewhere else in the house. And my dog was with me. I remember looking at him and his hair was up. And then suddenly, he ran away fast and out of the house. Why did the dog run? What happens to these boys in this house that they are exploring and feeling uncomfortable, to say the least? Find out in this week's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online, as well as that story in this week's EPP bonus episode. We'll also hear about the story of, after a rough breakup, a college student finding that she is the target of harassment by a ghost. Also, a woman experiences terrible hauntings and hardships after her grandmother places a hex on her. You don't want to miss this week's EPP bonus episode, EPP 127 of Real Ghost Stories Online. Get it at ghostpodcast.com.